Shalom Aleichem. Today we are wrapping up chapter 7 of Ketuvot. We are on Mishnah Yud. Ve'elu, and these husbands, shekovin otan lahotzi. If the wife requests a divorce, she is entitled to be granted a divorce, meaning normally the husband has to agree, but in this case the court will push on the husband and force him to give a divorce and to pay the entire ketuvah. So these are some pretty difficult situations that we'll see. Muke Shchin, a husband who is afflicted with chronic boils. It's interesting, the Rav Bartnura here says mitzura, but it's not necessarily a mitzura, which is a halachic situation that the Torah talks about. It's not exactly leprosy. It's a skin-related condition brought on by spiritual issues, spiritual malady. But it could be any time where there's a skin ailment where the skin is sort of, you know, decaying, putrefying, God forbid. It's really not good. Bal polypus, a owner of polypus. I think this is related to the word polyps, but here he has some sort of recurrent infection in his nose, and it causes a very bad smell from the individual afflicted with this polyp-like infection. Kometz, one whose profession is a dung collector. He, you know, goes behind the dogs, and he's the scooper of their waste. Hamitzarif Nechoshes, a copper smelter. The Mefarshim explain they have to use chemicals that have a very powerful aroma and stick to their hands to separate the copper from the ore with the other earth elements in it. Haborsi, a tanner. The tanner has to use the excrement as part of the leather working process. Now, this obligation to divorce applies, the Mishnah explains, Benjahayu Bam Ad Shalonisu, whether they had this situation or profession before they got married, Ben Mishanisu Nodu, or this is a new condition. Valkulan, Amar Rabbi Meir, about these Rabbi Meir said, Afal Pisha Hitnaima, even if they made a stipulation, meaning she knew about this condition and she explicitly accepted it before the marriage, Yechola Hisha Tomar, she can make the claim to the court, Savura Haiti, I really was under the impression, Shani Yechola Kabel, that I could tolerate this situation or the smell or this profession, Achshav, and now I see that we're married, Eini Yechola Kabel, I can't tolerate it. So we would make him pay the ketuvah and grant her a divorce if she does not want to continue. Chachamim Omer, the other sages say, Mikabel Til Korcha, she has to accept it. She knew about it, and she said she was accepting it. Who's Mimukashchin? But not the Mukashchin, Mipnei Shemimokato, that she actually, living with her husband, touching him, his skin can decay and fall off just by being touched from another person. So that's not a tolerable situation by any standard. Maisei Betzidon, there was an event in the city of Sidon, Beborsi Echad, with one tanner, Shemet, and he passed away without children. Vahayalo Ah Borsi. His brother was also in the tannery business, and there's a possibility of Yibum now. Amr Chachamim, the sages said, Yeholahi, the widow can tell the brother, Shetomer, Lachicha Haiti Yeholakabel. For your brother, I was able to make an exception and tolerate the smell. But for you, I'm not going to do it again. I married one tanner. I'm not going to marry in Yibam another tanner. Mazel tov, let's go on to chapter 8. Ha'isha, a woman, shenafla lo nechosim, that she inherited property or was given property, ad shelo titaris. She received this property before Erusin. Erusin, again, kiddushin, the first stage of marriage. Modim beit shammai beit hillel, they agree, shemocheret v'notenet v'kayam. She could sell this property, she could gift this property, and that's a valid transaction. And this sale or gift is happening after the kiddushin, when she already has a marital connection to the husband. Now the Mishnah contrasts this. Nafla lo misha nidarsa. If she received the property in the first place only after kiddushin, Beit Shammai omrim timkor. Beit Shammai says she's allowed to sell it, but Hillel omrim lo timkor, she shouldn't sell it. Elu ve'elu modim, but they both agree, she machra v'natna, if she sold it or gave it, they agree, kayam, that her gift or her sale, her transaction is valid. Now the issue here is it doesn't really look good, at least from the husband's perspective, that she had some property, maybe it's a field, a vineyard, a wine press, and once they get married after chuppah, he will have the rights to use it. The property will still belong to the wife, but he will have rights to peirot, to the produce, to make use of this property. So she's liquidating the assets right before the marriage. It looks uncomfortable. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda adds, Amru lifnei Rabban Gamliel. They said in front of Rabban Gamliel, Hoil v'zocha b'isha, since there's already been a kiddushin and the husband has a marital connection to this woman already, even though they're not living together, they haven't done chuppah yet, lo yizke ben nechasim, doesn't he have some rights over what she owns? And she, what he's saying is she shouldn't be able to sell it at all, not according to anybody. Amr lahem, so Rabbi Gamliel said back to them, ola chadoshim on the boshim. On the newer properties, we're going to see in a moment, the next case of the Mishnah will talk about that, we are ashamed, meaning it's sort of a stretch, it's sort of a chiddush. You're going to add to this chiddush, you're going to add to the husband's power over her property that she shouldn't be able to sell it, even on the older properties, properties that she inherited previously. And the case of the chadoshim, the Mishnah is going to get to right now. Nofla lo mishaniset. If she received property after nisuin, after chuppah, they're living together fully, and the husband has rights to the peirot of her nichse molog, of her property. Elu ve'elu modim, both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they agree. She mocher v'natna, if she sold or gave away. Shebal motzim yod l'kuchos, her husband can take out of the hands of the purchasers. Now, we don't necessarily mean he gets the property back. After all, it was her property, but he had rights to the peirot. He had rights to use this property or gather the fruits from this orchard or whatever it is, so he could take those fruits. So maybe the sale would be a valid sale, at least while the wife is alive, but the husband still has the rights to the produce of that land that she sold. The Mishnah adds, Od shelo niset, if she got property before nisuin, v'niset, and now they're fully married, Rabban Gamliel says, im mocha v'nat nakayim. If she sold it or gave it, that sale is valid. Amar Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya, there's a similar problem with this teaching. Amru lifnei Rabban Gamliel, we said in front of Rabban Gamliel, ho'el v'zocha b'isha, since they've already done kiddushin and he has some marital connection to this wife, lo yizke ben nechasim, doesn't he have some rights over her property that she shouldn't be able to sell it? She'll be able to liquidate the assets that he's about to start using. Amar lahem, he told the students, ala chadoshim on the boshim, we're ashamed. We don't really understand, the extent of the husband's power about new properties, property that she receives during the marriage of nisuin. You're going to extend that he has, the husband has property rights even over the older property, meaning property she received before nisuin. We're going to see a little more about this issue, this concept in tomorrow's learning. Yashar kochachem, zayizont.